Coming to the Caucasus was a dream I had many years ago. It's a region that interested me for the history and culture. When I heard that there were forests that were unprotected, my interest peaked. This sort of pursuit of traveling to different places and looking for forests has brought us all over the world. This is an area we've never explored, and so it's pretty exciting to be here and to be kind of crawling through the forest and looking for interesting issues, interesting specimens, and ultimately addressing some of the conservation issues that these forests face. Our program at Cornell is pretty dedicated to both educating other people to climb trees, but also exploring the vertical environment. It's kind of an unknown world. Compared to other fields of science, there's been very little research and effort placed into the canopy. Particularly these sort of obscure forests of the Caucasus, there hasn't been a lot of attention in canopy science there. And our hope is through this project to sort of encourage other people to come here and explore the forests, climb the trees, and ultimately promoting conservation and preservation of these really unique environments.
Got here and we started road trip adventuring around most of Georgia, climbing the trees that we found in the process. As far as finding the fir trees, we drove around on as many of the sort of really crummy mountain roads as we could, dodging huge potholes and rivers sometimes.
Pretty big focus of our effort was just getting ourselves from location to location. Look how much rain is coming down. So we've been driving for about 9 hours. We just popped around this corner. The road has literally turned into a river. And I think we're not going to be able to continue down any further.
Got rivered out. There is absolutely no way of safely crossing. Pissing rain and the trail disappeared into a river.
When we saw massive stands of fir trees, that's when we knew we could find a champion in there. And then basically bushwhacking around until we got underneath the biggest tree we could find, and then trying to claw our way to the top of it. It included multiple different kinds of climbing on the way up. And so we would start by throwing the tree and then jugging a little ways. And then from that point on, jugging and throwing the line up ahead of us became sort of impossible because of what a bushwhack it was. So it ended up turning into a little bit of jugging, but mostly just lead climbing, and ended up having to work out exactly how to do it while in the tree, because there was just sort of no way of knowing exactly what I had to do until it got up there. So I ended up trading off between a flip line, jugging, and just hand over hand lead climbing. Definitely the most interesting climbing I've ever done, and the most on your feet, thinking, adapting to the bizarre tree that we're climbing. It ended up being the safest way to get up the tree and also the most low impact way to get up the tree because we didn't use spikes or any of the other tools that they often use to try to make it easier. So we ended up having to use an engineering mindset in order to make the tree climbable at all.
There's something really special about seeing Weston climb those champion trees. Just thinking about the ridiculous amount of effort and work that went to that one specific moment. But it's also a weird feeling. It's a weird feeling knowing that although we're the first people to climb it, we could very well be the last people to climb it.
At the end of the expedition, we had explored a few of the key forested areas that are still unprotected. We gained valuable experience navigating this complex vertical environment. And we found we could do so safely in a low-impact way. In addition, we got a glimpse into a fascinating nation's history and culture. Now at home, it's back to the drawing board. With the basic feasibility study complete, we're in a good place now to begin developing a larger scale research effort with some of the contacts we made while overseas. Sometimes the first steps aren't exactly glamorous, but it sure was quite an adventurous month, full of learning and many discoveries. And for this opportunity to experience the world in this fashion, we're truly grateful.